Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Be consistent with your message. Be consistent with your postings, whether you're doing paid ads or not. If you don't have enough money to do paid advertising and you're just posting on a page and posting in groups, whatever you're doing, whatever your message, however you're helping people, be consistent.
Before we get into it, I want to introduce you to Groundbreaker, today's sponsor and partner. They are an all-in-one suite of tools for small to medium-sized real estate syndicators. They've got a special focus on real estate syndicators with 1 million to 100 million assets under management. They help you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Groundbreaker will help you scale your business without the need to scale your overhead. So they're going to help reduce your costs because of the admin team that won't need to be as large. And they're going to help you reduce your risk of data breach because of the security systems that they have in place. They'll help you increase your revenue by growing your assets under management because you're going to be allowed to focus on the things that are most important, like business growth and operations, not those administrative logistics. And ultimately, they're going to help you elevate your company's brand and professionalism and investor experience, because your investors are going to enjoy having this platform with all their information versus however you're currently doing it. Three things specifically about Groundbreaker I personally like. One, super easy to use from an investor standpoint and from a general partner standpoint. Two, it allows investors and general partners to fund electronically, meaning that a limited partner can complete their entire subscription and funding cycle without leaving the platform. And on the general partnership side, for distributions, you can set it up so that you can trigger bulk ACH payments within the platform. And then last thing I really like about Groundbreaker is it's cost effective. It's healthy to the bottom line. Their basic plan allows sponsors to sign up for as little as $100 per month with no limits on deals or investors. And you can read all about the pricing on their website. Speaking of their website, it is groundbreaker.co/Joe, J-O-E. And when you go there, groundbreaker.co/Joe, you're going to get access to a pitch deck that the Groundbreaker team created so that you have a template should you want to use that and customize it for your own deal. So go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. Best Ever listeners, today's guest is being interviewed by Theo Hicks. You know Theo, he's with us every Friday on Follow Along Friday. You're going to get a lot of value from this conversation. So with that being said, let's get going.
Hello, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Theo Hicks, and today we are speaking with Jesse Neal. Jesse, how are you doing today?
I'm good. As I said, I haven't had a haircut in 6 weeks, but we're trucking along.
Yep, I'm sure everyone listening can relate to that. So today we're going to be talking about marketing, social media marketing, digital marketing, and some of the things that are changing with it during this coronavirus pandemic, as well as long-lasting digital marketing techniques you guys can apply once all this is over. But before we get into that, a little bit about Jesse. 6 years of social media and digital marketing experience. He's an expert in Facebook pay-per-click ads. Creator of Attacking the Stack from Fort Mitchell, Kentucky. You can say hi to him at swiftreileads.com/attack. So Jesse, before we get into the coronavirus stuff, do you mind telling us a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on today?
Yes. I went to school for computer programming and web development and learned really, really quick when starting my own business as an entrepreneur that websites didn't matter unless you could get through traffic. So real quick, I had to learn what are the best traffic sources out there. You know, I bought a million courses and online and try to figure it all out. And eventually I ended up getting trained from Facebook themselves 6 years ago and got really, really good with PPC ads for traffic. They did better and were more affordable than your Google ads, your Google PPC. And over the years, that's changed a lot. And here recently with the new housing category that all your real estate ads have to fall into, we really had to get creative around October and November to figure out how in the world are we going to supply leads for our clients and for our own in-house wholesale company the easiest way possible without really breaking the bank. So we developed a custom software and a system we call Attacking the Stack. And so what we focus on right now is how do we get around the housing category? So our software has API access to Facebook, and hopefully nobody from Facebook hears this. But all our clients send us a stacked list that's been skip traced with all the motivation in the list, obviously. And we upload it into our system. Facebook hashes out that list as potential clients. And then we're able to run whatever ad we want to those people. We know there's motivation. It gets us around the housing category. And we know we're targeting very specific people that we're looking for. But at the same time, we want to pull all of the low hanging fruit out of a list because sometimes Facebook can take some time and it's expensive. So what we do is we also do text and RVM through our custom software. And then after that, whatever doesn't come from Facebook, text or RVM, then goes into a long-term email sequence for follow-up until they're ready to become a lead. So our goal is how can we affordably for any investor just starting out that only has less than $2,000 of ad spend to spend on marketing, period, how can we get them anywhere between 80 and 100 motivated seller leads a month? So that's what we do. It's really, really effective. So we kicked that off at end of November, and we've picked up quite a few clients. It's killed in-house. We've got over 721 motivated seller leads in our own in-house at Cash for Ohio Houses CRM right now from using the exact same strategy. So we're doing pretty good.
Nice. So we were talking about this a little bit beforehand, but how are the leads that are being generated by these Facebook advertising campaigns changing, or how have they changed during this coronavirus pandemic compared to 6 months ago?
So we're actually seeing an increase in leads, and we're actually seeing an increase on the investor side. So obviously when you're using an absentee vacant list, you're looking for out-of-state owners who own properties, multiple properties in a local area that you're trying to pick up. So now we're seeing a lot of nervous, newer investors who maybe only been doing this a couple of years, that maybe own 4, 5, 6 properties, even as much as 13 properties all throughout Ohio, that are looking to liquidate because they don't know what's going on. So we're actually getting a lot of those leads coming in and a lot of normal leads. People are like, hey, we're done with this investment property, or hey, we can't finish this flip, and are willing to negotiate to liquidate right now. The only problem that we're seeing in all of this is leads are increasing, but with banks and hard money lenders having all kinds of problems and holding onto money, and then your title company slowing down, and then you can't get nothing done on the back end. So it's slowing everything down, even though we're seeing an increase in leads. So we're still waiting to see whether or not that's a good thing or a bad thing. On the lead gen side, I think it's freaking great. But obviously, if a lead goes cold because you can't close on it in 14 days or 3 weeks or whatever, then that could cause a potential problem. So that's the main good and bad that we're seeing during the coronavirus. But we're still doing business in-house. I'm still doing lead gen. And we've actually seen an increase in clients coming on board since all of this. So it doesn't really scare me at all.
So you mentioned that these Facebook ads during this time are better targeted towards out-of-state owners, right?
Correct. So if you're doing any kind of marketing, I would focus on out-of-state owners that own properties in your area. Find people that own more than 30, 40, 50% equity, own the property for more than 5 years. More than five properties, more than 5 years, more than likely, they're probably looking to liquidate.
Is that something that I can target on Facebook, or do I have to something on the...
No, you can't. So that's kind of like our little trick. So you can do list source, you can use PropStream, whatever software you want to use. I'm not trying to put a plug for another company or whatever, but you download your list, get it skip traced, and pull your motivation from your list. And then we actually target that list on Facebook. So Facebook has the ability, because we have API access, we can actually run Facebook ads just to people on the list. If you were doing this on your own, you probably won't be able to do it from Facebook. You might be able to get away with it once, but your best bet would probably be pick up a texting platform or an RVM platform and reach out. Or if you've got a cold call team, I would start cold calling those types of lists immediately. You're going to have really good luck with them.
Perfect. Again, out of state, 5 years, more than five properties. And that's the kind of information you could target using the listing services you mentioned, correct?
Yeah, PropStream, ListSource. There's a ton of ways you can get property data. You can go to the county record that you don't want to pay for a service. I'm a big fan in paying for a service, so it saves time.
So since you mentioned that you're wholesaling business yourself, I want to kind of shift gears slightly a little bit and ask you first for some context. Are these single family homes, duplexes, 100 unit apartment communities? What types of properties are we talking about here?
Yeah, so we're talking single family homes, smaller multifamily, two unit. On the occasion, you might get somebody with a small apartment package, but I would focus on single family homes. You get a bunch of investors that 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago bought 5 or 6 properties in the area, using them for rentals. And now with the whole, hey, we can't charge rent until this is all done, people are getting scared. So they're dropping everything.
That was my question. So if I'm in the market to buy a single family rental right now, how am I creating my rent assumptions?
I don't do rentals. So I wouldn't know. On the lead gen side, I can help you there. But I guess if you're going to buy some rentals and hold on to them, you're probably going to want to make sure that you've got enough cash flow to be able to keep your current tenants in there until this is all done.
So you flips then?
I'm a part of Cash for Ohio Houses. They're the ones that actually do the wholesaling. And then Freedom Real Estate Group, which is our umbrella, has their own turnkey company and has their own property management company. So I don't know a whole lot how that works. They're the ones that actually got me into the real estate game out of the medical field.
Okay, perfect. So you're the marketing guy.
All right. Totally marketing. Anything that has to do with lead gen, social media promotion, but I can speak highly on the in-house portion, that it doesn't just work for our clients. We actually use it ourselves.
Perfect. So I actually talked to someone earlier today about Facebook advertising as well. So I don't want to repeat the things that he talked about. So I want to change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And let's talk about not paid advertising, but just content that people are pushing out as real estate investors in general. What type of messaging should they be using during the coronavirus?
Messaging that's actually going to keep people calm and help people. As an investor, you need to be showing solutions and how you're actually helping people and letting them know that you're not in this for the dollar. Obviously, we're all business owners, we're all entrepreneurs, we're trying to make money. But we do that by providing real solutions for real people that are struggling with real problems. So I would show, how are you doing that? And go live with it. Get as many testimony videos as you can surrounding that topic. And it's probably going to help you, especially when all this calms down, people are going to realize that you're genuine. And it's going to help you long-term for your business.
What about just general digital marketing advice for once all this passed? What are some things that, from your perspective, you see that investors are doing that are really big mistakes that are holding them back from getting more leads using online marketing?
Consistency. Be consistent with your message. Be consistent with your postings, whether you're doing paid ads or not. If you don't have enough money to do paid advertising and you're just posting on a page and posting in groups, whatever you're doing, whatever your message, however you're helping people, be consistent. Be in there every day. And if you can't be in there every day, then you need to hire a virtual assistant or have somebody that's going to help you be consistent. It is really, really hard in today's atmosphere with everything being social and mobile to really stand out in the crowd. And the only way you're going to do that is by being consistent. You may not see results 4, 5, 6 months down the road with some organic traffic, but if you're consistent over the other guy, then, you know, 6, 8 months, a year from now, people are going to remember who you are because you're still around.
What types of posts do the best? Video, if so, how long? Pictures with caption?
It depends on your strategy. Realistically, in today's market, people would rather watch a video that's entertaining and educating and helpful than a post. But in the manner of consistency, do both. It's really hard for some people to hop on a video and think of something to say every single day. If you can't, at least do a video once or twice a week and then post something. Post anything. I don't care if it's text. I don't care if it's image. I don't care if it's a podcast, audio, but do something every day.
Okay, Jesse, what is typically the best real estate investing advice ever? So you can answer that, or you can just do your best social media marketing advice ever.
Best social media marketing advice ever. Facebook is complicated. Learn it. If you don't want to hire somebody, Facebook has a bunch of free training that you can take. Learn it. Learn their groups, learn their social postings, learn how to run your page, your business page correctly. Get on there and learn paid advertising. It will highly impact once you figure it out and learn it correctly. It'll highly impact your business.
Perfect. Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Let's go. Come on.
All right. First, a quick word from our sponsor.
Groundbreaker helps you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. That's groundbreaker.co/Joe to get a free deal pitch deck template. The Corporate Investor Podcast is geared towards successful corporate employees with high-income jobs looking to create a second stream of income. You'll hear from successful real estate investors on the show as they describe how they got started investing while working their full-time corporate job. Listen and subscribe at thecorporateinvestor.com. That's thecorporateinvestor.com.
Okay, Jesse, what is the best ever book you've recently read?
Best ever book. So obviously I'm in marketing and I'm real big in not spending thousands of dollars on copywriting and hiring a copywriter. I like to learn that kind of stuff myself, best headlines and stuff. So there is a book right now called Copywriting Secrets by Jim Edwards. Anybody who's an entrepreneur on Facebook, I'm sure that Russell Brunson and all of them have targeted you, but I just picked it up. I'm 3/4 of the way full and I've paid for copywriting courses. And I'm telling you, for a free book that I paid $7 for shipping, has some of the absolute best advice that I've ever read. So I hate to do a plug for Russell Brunson and Jim Edwards, but it's a fantastic book, man. I'd say pick it up, seriously.
Okay, if your business were to collapse today, what would you do next?
On the real estate side, what would I do? I don't see lead gen ever collapsing, but let's say that it does. I would go and open up my software system that I own, and I would pick another niche. And I would run $1,000 in Facebook ads and pick up clients tomorrow for whatever niche I chose.
What is the best ever way you like to give back?
Okay, that's a good one. So we're obviously in Fort Mitchell, Kentucky, and I'm actually from the Cincinnati-Dayton area. And I'm a part of a group called Hope Over Heroin. And we have a drug rehab for men called Heritage House. So all through the summer, I donate quite a bit of time being their media and marketing director. I show up on site, hook up LED screens, and do all their media, all their on-site marketing, lights, sound, everything. So if anyone's hearing this, it doesn't matter if you're nationwide, everyone knows somebody who's struggling with addiction. You can go to hopeoverheroin.com or you can go to cityonahill.com and look for the Heritage House link. And we take guys for free. You don't have to pay. So that's how I give back, is by helping both of those organizations financially and with my time.
Typically ask what the best ever or the worst deal is, but I'm going to change it up a little bit. What is the worst marketing campaign you've ever seen?
Oh, Lord. I'm friends with a guy out in California by the name of Billy Jean. He has some courses called Billy Jean is Marketing. And back in the day when we were both kicking it off, he had the worst ad I think I have ever seen in my life. It was back when the Got Milk commercials were going on. And it was a picture of his face on a cow. And it said, Got Leads. And it bombed. It did horrible. But it was funny. big old black dude's head, Billie Jean is marketing, got leads on the head of a cow. He ran it for probably 3 weeks, spent a few thousand dollars, didn't get anything from it. No traffic, no engagement whatsoever. So by far, that's probably the worst ad I have ever seen on the internet.
All right, then lastly, what is the best ever place to reach you?
Best ever place to reach me, other than my cell phone? You can find me on Facebook. You can go to Swift REI Leads on Facebook. Just search us, reach out to me in Messenger, or you can go to the website that I think you have posted, the SwiftREIleads.com/attack. I reach out to everybody who fills out that lead form personally.
Perfect. Well, Jesse, thanks for joining us today and giving us some of your best ever social media and digital marketing advice. A lot of practical things that people can do right now during the coronavirus pandemic, but also things that people can do in the future once all this passes. Just to recap some of my biggest takeaways. Number one, if you are looking for leads right now, the best person to target are out-of-state owners who've owned the property for more than 5 years and have more than 5 properties. You mentioned for your service, you're able to take a list of motivated sellers and actually target them on Facebook, as opposed to me having to send them direct mailers or call them or cold call them myself. We talked about, from a content perspective during the coronavirus, making sure that you're providing messaging that's keeping people calm and that you're trying to help people, so providing solutions to people and kind of how you're going through this and what you're doing, as well as get as many testimonial videos as you can. We talked about general mistakes that people make when it comes to advertising on social media, and it was really just lack of consistency. So inconsistent posting frequency, inconsistent messaging. You want to make sure that you're there doing something every single day. The best types of posts really vary on what you can do and the industry that you're in, but you mentioned it is good to post a few videos every single week, but overall, you just need to do something every single day. Yeah. And then your best ever advice is that Facebook is very complicated, but you need to learn it, and there's a lot of free training that you can find on Facebook to make sure you're taking advantage of their marketing as much as possible. So again, Jesse, thanks for joining us today. Best of listeners, as always, thank you for listening. Make sure you check out Jesse's website, swiftreleads.com/attack. Stay safe, have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.